A sweet lesson on patience. As the first hint of glorious morning sun was creasing the horizon, she suddenly said, "I'm tired. Let us go now." We drove in silence to the address she had given me. It was a low building, like a small convalescent home, with a long driveway that passed under a pretty portico, lined with beautiful flowers. Two nurses came out to the cab as soon as we pulled up. They were solicitous and intent, watching the old lady's every move. They must have been expecting her. I opened the trunk and took a small old suitcase to the door.